Good morning, it's 6:19, and with your sports report, I'm Jesse King. In the NBA last night, Kemba Walker poured in 25 points, and the Celtics picked up their ninth consecutive win by outscoring the Wizards, 140-133. Also, the Magic downed the 76ers, 112-97. In men's college basketball, UAlbany ripped Canisius, 83-57. Ohio beat Iona, 81-72. Syracuse took down Colgate, 70-54. Vermont topped Boston University, 62-47. And St. Joseph's defeated UConn, 96-87. In women's college basketball, Marist outscored UAlbany, 76-52. Providence downed Hartford, 75-57. And UConn beat Vanderbilt, 64-51. In NBA news, the Nets have signed Iman Shumpert, adding the veteran guard to their roster as Wilson Chandler sits on the league's suspended list. Chandler is suspended for the first 25 games of the season without pay after testing positive for a drug that increases the release of growth hormone. In the NHL yesterday, the Islanders held off the Maple Leafs 5-4, the Senators doubled up the Devils 4-2, and the Capitals beat the Flyers in a shootout 2-1. In MLB news, the Mets' Jacob DeGrom is the 11th player to win a Cy Young Award in consecutive years. DeGrom took National League honors after leading the league with 255 strikeouts and finishing second with a 2.43 ERA. Houston's Justin Verlander beat out teammate Gerrit Cole for the American League Award, his second overall and first since 2011. In tennis news, Bob and Mike Bryan say they will retire after the 2020 U.S. Open, closing a professional tennis partnership that includes a men's doubles record of 16 Grand Slam championships. I'm Jesse King.